If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
So, title gets ordered here, according to 630. At the last minute, for very strict legal and E&O. What's E&O?
Errors
and omissions insurance purposes. I'm calling BS on that, okay? Because let me just tell you on the loan size, okay? We have a loan clear to close, ready to close. It was supposed to close Thursday. At the last minute, we get the title, and we find out for some unknown reason that there's something wrong. It was a three-unit building. It was titled as a two-unit building. Now it's a major fire drill, and everybody's running around with, like a chicken without a head trying to figure out what's going on. Closing gets pushed back. Seller can't get the funds from the sale because their attorney waited till the last minute to order the title. Our loan's clear to close. We now have a title issue that's going to take the attorney a week. They could have been working on it if they would have pulled title earlier instead of waiting until Monday to get us a title. Now we have a problem, and the closing gets pushed back a week. Okay, screws everything up. It's just frustrating. Doesn't happen once. Doesn't happen 10 times. Doesn't happen 100 times. I've been doing this 25 years. It's happened hundreds of times. Why do attorneys wait to... Is this thing about strict legal E&O errors and omission insurance? Is that true?
It's how they're trained by the other attorney who hired them. There's no excuse. My office orders title the day the contract comes in. The title companies have a wash agreement with their agents. The lawyers are agents of those title companies. If the deal falls through, they will not charge for their search. It's part of their cost of business. But guess what? The house will sell to somebody else, so they're just going to get paid on the second deal. There's absolutely no reason to wait. They have portals at the title company. It can be done from a telephone by a lawyer. There's no financial consequence, no legal consequence if you received a title commitment and the deal dies. So order it right away. We deal with it. We do hundreds of deals a year. We don't get it. I don't get involved in it on the purchase side, but when I start hearing from the lender, where is it? Oh, yeah, I don't do that until
the week before.
The CTA turns around backwards understand. Or something. Yeah, no, I disagree with that texter, and they wash. You're not liable as the attorney for the results of the search company.
Right. Everybody's up the lender's wahoo, right? Where's the clear to close? You know, do we have a commitment? Where we have this? I'm like, where's the title? Right? I'm done. I need the title. Oh, well, you know, we'll order the title. I'm like, well, you know, tell you what, why don't you back off? So I start doing now. First request, second request, third request, fourth request.
Automatic.
Wow. Automatic. Every update we send out, fourth request, where's the title?
Right. Okay. No, we don't mind it. We know why. And the reason is that, look what happened. When you have the buy and the sell, that's the perfect storm. There could have been a third person that got screwed on that because there might have been
a buy on the other side.
Well, the seller of the buy might have had a buy. It's called the triple decker.
Right.
Yeah.
I got a text here. I know you wanted to cover something, but I think this is more appropriate. First off, 12 years. Thank you for the two Davids. That would be us because there's no other Davids here.
Sure.
Master the obvious.
Of course.
So I got to this position,
what was
Jeremy.
It, 17 on your ACTs?
It was 18.
18. Got
it. Okay. Come on.
Sure. Sorry.
I don't want to go any lower.
I get it.
I'm proud of that. Sure. First of all, about 12 years ago, I had a 6.75% mortgage with Wells Fargo plus a second mortgage with Wells Fargo and a Wells Fargo credit card. Wells Fargo kept sending me invitation to refinance. When I tried to refinance with them, they told me they were $1,200 over debt to income ratio, and they couldn't do it. So this texture didn't qualify. 1 year later, they contacted me to refinance again. We had more equity in our home and less debt, but then again declined us for the same answer. Okay. Missed it by this much, they said. They contacted me, and less than a month later, I had refinanced them. They had a 10-year mortgage at 3.3%, no more second mortgage, and the credit cards paid off, saved $800 to $1,000 a month. We were able to pay off a 10-year mortgage in 8.5 years and own the home free and clear. Now Schluter helped us last month. I texted in about my mom adding my brother and I onto the deed of her home 20 years ago. David explained how that would screw us in the long run. She bought the home for $17,000 and is now worth $250,000. My brother and I would be on the hook for the capital gains when she passes away. David set it all up in a trust so we avoid the capital gains taxes. Thank you both for your expertise and experience. Go Packers, Dave in Villa Park. If I would have saw that Go Packers thing, I went to read this, but Dave in Villa Park.
You always read the prompter?
I know. I just had the, he printed it out. I saw the Go Packers thing, but All right.
You want the slow story? It's important.
Well, we got a minute before the break.
People spend $99 on deed.com or they go to some deed service and they add their kids all the time. Marge and Billy and Tommy. The problem is they become owners back to the date that she bought. So in this case, when they sell for $350 someday, she's still alive. That's what the great thing was.
Right.
They would pay the capital gains from the price that mom paid until the end. By me undoing that, they re-deeded it back to mom. That was deed number one. And then deed number two was into a trust. They won't own anything until her funeral. And so they will get what's called stepped up basis and have no income tax consequences. Their sales price will be the price value on the date of their death. So we did save them a ton of money, and I'm so glad they called.
And this was back when Wells Fargo, if you remember, was hotboxing, and they got in trouble. But I think it was before the CFPB was even around. They got hammered.
Yeah. Spinning those accounts.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. It was with the CFPB. Yeah. When, yeah, they were opening up accounts in people's names that they didn't even know they had accounts open.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, little off.
They were in pretty big trouble.
And, and the woman behind it, I think she got like $1.7 million to get fired. She got paid to leave. It was wild.
Hmm. All right. We're going to talk about what you want to talk about, but I thought this was appropriate.
No, that's so important.
And I wanted to get that the... there is absolutely no reason, if you're an attorney on the sales side, not to order the title when you get it. Just order it. You've got plenty of time to clear up any challenges that you want. And tell you what, why don't you get together, tell us what the tax proration is. Right. Okay, you can't take that long to figure out what the tax proration is.
4 minutes.
4 minutes. Okay, it'd be nice if we had that as well.
Right.
So we could tell our borrowers what they need cash to close
instead of us trying to figure it out. We do it every day.
It's just frustrating. Yeah. And it just you know, and the buyer, you're just trying to give the buyer as accurate as information as you can and close on time, and you can't do either one without the title and the tax proration. Phone number for listeners want to reach out.
630-285-5300, especially if you're walking around saying, I'm on my mom's house.
Okay.
Please call me.